Thank you for contacting Omegs Health. My name is Lucy. May I please have the first and last name of the account you're calling in about?
Linda Cawthorn, C-A-W-T-H-O-R-N.
You said Linda?
Linda.
And what was that last name?
C-A-W-T-H-O-R-N.
Thank you so much. And for security purposes, can you please verify the address for me?
P.O. Box 268, 4888, Whitney Woods Road, Cave City, Kentucky, 42127.
Thank you so much. I've located your account. I do see where you were making a purchase. Let's see here. For our Omex 3. Which is great for joint and heart health information. How can I assist you today?
Okay. How many, are you showing one or two shipments that's been sent out?
Let's see here. It shows that your next shipment would be August the 25th.
August 25th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So let's see here. Go ahead.
They send me out two different orders? Like for, I know at first my car declined the order, I think, on May the 3rd. They thought it was fraud, and so I got that taken care of. And did they go ahead and send me that order and then send me another order? Because I got two today.
Let's see.
One of them says May the 3rd, and one of them says May the 27th, I think.
Okay, I see the May 3rd. That one went through. And I see the... Okay, let's see here. It looks like you called in on the 21st regarding us stating that your bank put a block on the account and we tried rebilling you again.
Yeah, it wasn't the bank. It was a credit. It was the credit card, and they thought it was fraud.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out how many orders I'm going to be billed for.
I'm trying to see. It looks like both of those orders went through.
Okay. Because normally they don't send me two.
Yes, it looks like the third went through, and the 27th went through. It looks like when you called in the first time regarding the product, I guess it didn't bill you until a few days later, and by then you had already called in on the 27th and placed another order.
Okay, so... But it shows that they won't send it again until toward the end of August, right?
August the 25th.
Wait a minute. Let's see. May. Yeah, I don't think I'll need one then because it's a 3-month supply, isn't it? Isn't it a 3-month supply that you all normally send? Like I order it quarterly?
I'm going to look that up for you. Let's see here.
Each box has 60, and there's 3 boxes in each order, so that's a 3-month supply.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I've got 2 orders today, so that gives me 6 months. So can you change that next date to be sent out?
Yes, ma'am. Let's see here. It's going in.
September, October, November. I guess I've got enough to do through November. Like November, though. Let's see. Let's just count it. I know it's June the 3rd, but let's just count it as the 1st. June, July, August, September, October, November. Yeah, I guess you would send it out again. Would that be around December 1st?
Let's see.
Because I just got it today, so I'll start taking it today.
And that, okay, so from today, which is June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Well, we'll have to count this month because I'm going to start on one of these boxes today. So we have to count June, July, August, September, October, November. I have a 6-month supply, so I'll need some starting for
December.
December. So, if you want to put on there, maybe send out November 29th or something like that.
Okay. Let's go and change this. So December 1st will be okay?
That'll be fine. And if I have any issues before then, I'll call back. I may call to make sure it got shipped out. Because I had no idea that the card declined it, and then when I realized I was out and called, that's what I found out.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I went ahead and took care of that for you. So you shouldn't receive your next billing until December the 1st.
Okay.
Was there anything else that I could assist you with?
That'll be it.
Thank you for contacting customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
And you too. Thank you.